Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the Afropunk Trish Adora, and I've been wrestling on the independent circuit for about 7 years now. I got my start in Florida. I trained in Florida at the Team 3D Academy. I've also trained at the Ring of Honor Dojo and the New Japan Pro Wrestling LA Dojo. You know I'm world travel. I've been to Japan, I've been to the UK, Canada, and Mexico. I was the first woman to be ranked in the top 50 of the PWI 500. I'm a former world champion of the inaugural Pan-African World Diaspora Champion with a reign of over 1,300 days. 1,338 to be exact. I'm also a U.S. Army veteran. Served in the United States Army for 8 years, and in 2012, I completed a deployment to Afghanistan. Aja Kong is a legendary Joshi wrestler, and she really opened the door for people like me to be able to work in Japan at the highest level and to be welcomed with such open arms. That's the legacy that she set forward. And to be able to share the ring with her, to be able to get a victory, oh my gosh, over Aja Kong, that'd be crazy. That would be crazy, and it's the exact trajectory that I need to propel me forward and to keep propelling forward so that hopefully I can lay a legacy like hers. Remember, I'm Trish Adora, and I hope to see you at Ashe December 1st at the Grady Cole Center. All right, you better pull up. I'm trying to see you there.
1,338 days. That is how long the first ever Pan-African World Diaspora Champion held that title. It was defended against the best in the world, all over the world, with respect, with grace, passion, dedication. But when a full stop is put on a groundbreaking, ceiling-smashing sentence like that one, where does one go next? I guess we should find out from my guest here joining us at Cultaholic, the inaugural Pan-African World Diaspora Champion, Trish Adora is with us. Trish, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing really, really well. Really, really well today. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, we first spoke in November of 2020 when the world was shut down, and we were talking about exciting aspirations and hopes for that title. 3.5 years you ended up holding it. What are your feelings now that that initial title reign has come to an end?
It's been hard to get used to a little bit. I always have in the back of my head that, oh, I have so much to give, but I believe that I could also give outside of a championship. So I was bummed out, but I didn't let it hold me down a little too long, you know.
What an act for Sugar Dunkerton to follow as World Diaspora Champion. Any thoughts on Shug?
Me and Shug are two very, very different people, and I believe we're going to be two very different champions. And I'm very, very excited to see about all the things that he does. He's very well connected, well liked, quite the journeyman. So I think he's going to have a really, really good time.
Here's a great statistic for you, right? Everybody talks in terms of wrestlers with historic title reigns. Everybody talks about Roman Reigns. and that undisputed WWE Universal title reign that seemingly will never end. But in order to eclipse you, Trish, as a world champion, he'll have to hold the title until April 29th, 2024, which means he'll have to get through WrestleMania once again to do it. Do you get many people, Trish, comparing the time and the grind that you put into your world title to that of what Roman Reigns has done?
I don't really see that often. That was kind of the first time where we kind of lined it up like that. You said April 29th, you said? Okay, I'll mark that date down. if I have to show up and make sure, I'll do what I can.
See, Trish Adora now doing a run in at WrestleMania 40. That's now going to be a thing that happens.
That's my moment, my WrestleMania moment.
But do you get a lot of comparisons with Roman Reigns or not?
Not really. I think sometimes online people are saying like, oh, she's a big dog. I'm like, all right. I don't really. But when you put the stats out there like that, I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe I'm the big dog.
As I said, like the first time that you and I spoke was as the world shut down. Now things are as back to normal as they possibly can be. What did you learn about yourself going through that whole thing that we all went through?
I'm just learning that timing is everything. I think a lot of things happened during that time. I think a lot of trajectory of mine was altered in that time. You know what I mean? Just I was able to like really carve out a really nice path for myself. At the start of the pandemic, I didn't think I was going to be able to do that. I was really not sure about how the landscape of wrestling was going to be once this all, you know, blows over, so to speak. So I really, really learned how to hustle and how to like keep some faith, even though you couldn't really see everything. It's hard to like see like the finish line when you're kind of in the thick of that. Companies have folded, you know, wrestlers have quit, you know, people haven't really recovered. So I'm just happy that I was able to and even flourish. So
how much of it do you think it's wrestling that's changed compared to you changing your approach to wrestling?
I think it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both. I was very community minded at one point. I was very happy to work with other people. I took that on as like a mantra, so to speak, but I was just happy to work with everyone else. And I think that as a whole, the business kind of shifted to that as well. As you see, like, it just wasn't like that, at least with my scope before the pandemic. So the business has changed, but I think my approach to wrestling has changed as well. I've honed in a little bit. I've narrowed my focus on a few things instead of just being happy to be here for every single thing.
Let's talk about your year away from the title that you just lost. Obviously, you and the Infantry established in Ring of Honor now, and it's been a little while since AEW took the lead running that particular brand. What's the vibe like currently in the locker room of Ring of Honor?
It's pretty chill, but a lot of it is because I'm making it pretty chill by just kind of like picking my corner, and that's anywhere. That's not just because I'm there. That's I usually just find a nice corner. I like pick a corner, find, you know, three or four people I enjoy chatting with throughout the day, keep my circle small. That's kind of the vibe in TV locker rooms, at least. I am not signed to Ring of Honor. I'm still fully independent. Yes, it has opened a lot of doors.
We spoke in 2020, away from wrestling. We spoke about you writing. And you kind of took a bit of a back burner once the sort of the pandemic hit. Is that something you picked up again?
You know what? I hadn't. And I think this conversation's happening for a reason. I always feel like I should. You know, I kind of miss doing that. So I think I'll circle back around. I think there's so much going on in my head, and there's all these stories, and there's so much life, even of my own, that I want to kind of get out there. So this conversation is happening for me. I've had some really good journal entries. They feel very introspective, and I feel almost like I can't even say those things out loud, and that it's almost like the truth is on the paper a little bit, and it's a way for me to be honest and a place for me to be honest. So I think my journal entries, whenever I'm just trying to unload about my day or just describe something that happened or how I'm feeling right now, even. Those are when I feel my happiest. I feel like I have a really good relationship with words. During lockdown, I really just had a little more time. I had cute little pens, little notebooks. I'm like, hey, I'll write down a little something, something. And therapy has also helped too. It's nice just being able to bounce something off of someone, you know, someone that doesn't know me, that doesn't have a very big scope of understanding of even wrestling. I had to like explain kind of what wrestling was to my therapist. I'm like, it felt very strange. But I think that her perspective in not knowing all the ins and outs is helping me like look at things at a more, I don't know. I can't really describe it, but she has like this outside perspective where it's just like, maybe you should just send an email to this company. And I'm just like, yeah, I guess I should. You know, I've been taught to like be afraid to send an email, and I've been taught that the wrestling culture is a certain way. But she's just like, yes, if you'd like the job, you should send the email. That would make more sense. And if they say no, then I'm just like, yeah, no, that makes sense. How could you have ever thought of that? You know? So it's just having that different perspective has made a lot of things a lot clearer. Yeah, I've been told a lot of stuff throughout my career. And at one point, I kind of started to believe some of those limitations. Not to say somebody said, you'll never be anything, not specifically that, but any limit at all that I could just email a company. Why not? Why can't I? And, you know, a lot of times whenever I do, they answer back. So it's almost like, okay, I'm proving my own thing here. You know, so it's just, I'm just learning to not accept the ceiling anymore. I think I did for a little while. That's a bummer. I feel as though I've accepted a ceiling sometimes, but I think I'm coming on the other side.
So you don't feel like you're accepting ceilings as much as maybe when we first spoke?
No. I've been able to do like some really interesting stuff, you know, for, you know, say what you want about the independence. I mean, I've been able to do some really interesting stuff. So I don't have anything bad personally to say about the independence. I think it's really shaped me into being a smart businesswoman when I'm dealing with it.
One of the companies you're very much in the weeds with right now is RSA Wrestling, which I'm fascinated by. And you've got a huge opportunity there with Aja Kong. For those who don't know, because it's still a bit of a fledgling company, isn't it, RSA Wrestling?
Yes, this is their premier show. So Darius Lockhart, who is a wrestler as well, he is the owner, the founder of the company. So he created this company as just sort of a love letter to wrestling. He said this himself, that there have been times where he feels like maybe he's past being in ring. So that if there's anything else for him to give to wrestling, that maybe it's this. So just really fun, introspective matches, you know, really awesome dream matches that honestly, they won't happen anywhere else. The only way for me to really be across from Aja Kong is, I'd have to be a little bit, it's happening now, but outside of that, I just couldn't see it. It felt all the way over there, and just something in the distance, you know, it feels a lot closer with things like this. So I'm very, very grateful, very, very grateful for his contributions. Happy to be a part of the letter.
You are taking on, as you say, Aja Kong, December 1st at the Grady Center in Charlotte, North Carolina. What's some of your earliest memories as a fan of Aja Kong?
Seeing all those really awesome wrestling clips, just spinning back just wrestling clips, freaking top rope leg drops, just seeing like the compilations of just swing, 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 jump, splash, spinning back fist, jump off, and just going like, it's like some of my earliest memories of like seeing like non-American like women wrestlers. Just all those clips and things like that. So trading cards, like that stuff. It's like little legends. It's like almost like Pokemon cards and stuff like that. You'd have a magazine in a different language, but where the hell did you get this magazine from? And it's just like, I don't know, there's such a lore about it. And it's so interesting that I'm going to be a part of that lore. You know, that's very, very, it's not lost on me at all. High school me thinks I'm like the coolest person ever right now.
Now, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that I'm doing now, and I think you'll attest to this as well, which you're doing like knowing that high school version of you would just love the shit out of that. Like that, they'll just go mad knowing that you're doing that. Do a lot of stuff for 18-year-old Tom right now, as I'm sure as you and Aja Kong is doing it for high school Trish. It's just what a great position to find yourself in, to be able to give back to your younger self like that.
Yeah, she needs it. She needs it. In a way, I feel like it's healing something, you know? I feel like a circle is being completed. Like, there's not too many things when I was younger, I'd say, like, I have to do this. I need to do this. And you stick through it. Like, life changed my mind about all kinds of stuff growing up, you know? But it didn't change my mind about wrestling. You know, it only reinforces that as I get older. So it's just a really cool thing to be a part of.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The other name that you've been linked with in the wrestling world is Julia, the New Japan Strong Women's Champion. Just a few days ago, you called your shot. And this is another lovely reason why it's great to catch up with you, Trish, because since we last spoke, we've seen New Japan and Stardom joining forces through Bushiroad, a new women's division formed recently in New Japan Strong, and you've trained at the New Japan Academy as well. Like, what are some of the things that you've learned from being in that particular system? And also, as a double-barrel question, any sign of a match with you and Julia yet? Because it was left very open-ended by Julia. Any rumors or innuendo on when that match might happen as well?
Yes. So just being in that system, there's a lot of really hard lessons that have been happening, like, as the year started. So it's... I'm learning that it's okay to be a beginner at something. You know, my inability to allow myself to just start some stuff has somehow, in a weird roundabout way, led me all the way to this point. You know, I still got to tour in Japan. I still got to train at the New Japan Dojo. I still got to face Julia and call my shot, even though there's a large part of me that feels like there was a lot left on the table, like at different points in my career, that even through all that, I've still been able to, like the faith of a mustard seed, you know what I mean? I just am able to keep growing and growing and growing. So it's just not lost on me that, like, the path led to here anyway. I always wanted it to, and I always thought it would. And just keeping that faith, and I have to call my shot, you know? As far as that match goes, there's a gentle scheduling conflict, but I think that it can be worked out. So I'm in the process of, like, speaking to a few people.
Obviously, with next year, we want to see you go from strength to strength once again in 2024. Do you have non-wrestling aspirations that you're working towards in the next 12 months?
Yes. Yes. I think the natural progression would be to eventually transition out of the ring. So outside of wrestling, I've a lot of aspirations. I have writing aspirations, acting aspirations, modeling, fashion design, even entering the tech world. So there's a lot on the table, and I'm spending pretty much November and December ironing out all my options. So I have a nice, next year is going to be really, really full. I can just tell already. There are a lot of things that can work around each other, a lot of things that help each other out, that lend to each other. And I just want to see if I can do it all. So, lots and lots of fun stuff on the horizon.
I love how you lit up when we started talking about the non-wrestling stuff. Like, yes. I feel like that's maybe, would you say that obviously we've got a phenomenal dream match proposition on the horizon with Julia, one definitely on the cards with Aja Kong, and you've got this incredible title reign, which we came to talk about today, in your back pocket as well. Would you say you're possibly a bit more excited about the non-wrestling aspect going forward, or is the wrestling aspect still front and center for you?
You know what? It's always fun to start something new. And I'm also not starting from nothing. Having wrestling as something that I've been doing for the past 6.5, 7 years, it's such a great foundation. And it's something that I can always come back to. Like, even if I'm eventually outside of the ring, I'd like to eventually train to become like a trainer or something like that. And I don't know. I just think that there's a lot still left for me to give in wrestling. Absolutely. I'm not sick of wrestling. It still makes me happy. It's still fun for me. And I'm definitely going to continue to see that through.
Trish, it's been lovely to catch up with you. Let's do it again in maybe another 3 years. I feel like that's our peak. Like every 3 years,
right,
we come together and we find out what you've been doing. So I'll pencil you in for 2026. All right.
Shoot, April 29th.
Yes. once you get out of prison, from attempting to crash the main event of WrestleMania in Philly, then we will definitely talk. I'll pay your bail. How's that?
Thank you. Okay. I was going to say, I'm packed now. I'm going to start walking now. So. From Vegas to Philly shouldn't be too bad. I'll be right there. He'll know immediately. He'll see me and know what's up immediately.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.